You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Clement Maniatella
on 702.
Let's walk the talk on 92.7
and 106 FM.
Minutes after 9 o'clock. Dumelang. Happy Friday. Welcome to the Clement Maniatella Show, the Friday edition. You made a great choice by being with 702 this morning. You really did. And we appreciate your ear because it's always great to be in your company. How is your Friday? Your Black Friday? Are you taking part this year, by the way? Especially after the news yesterday of the Reserve Bank hiking interest rates. The repo rate has been hiked by 75 basis points. The prime rate is now 10.5%, which is actually above what we had before COVID hit. These are painful levels, my friends. And this may be with us for more than a year because the Reserve Bank expects inflation to sustainably move back to that sweet spot of 4.5% by the second quarter of 2024. So, good bad. Someone was actually saying that they're paying over 1,000 rand more on their bond now. And it's a way to really spoil the festive, right? If you own a car, a house, if you have repayments on that, it's going to be a bit tough. But if you've saved up some money, these are just good news for you. And I guess it doesn't help that while everything is going up, the wages are not. Which is why I understand why people are not so happy about this decision. But I also understand the Reserve Bank is trying its best to control future inflation. I mean, imagine if the bank didn't do that. Because as consumers, we've got to understand, as painful as it is, that if the bank doesn't act now, inflation gets out of control and then they have to hike even higher. But yeah, that's really crazy. I actually saw a funny tweet. I don't know if you saw this. It's been doing the rounds on social media. It's a picture that's been... So in the picture, you see that there's a price of something, a price of something that is 5,000 rand, right? That's the normal price. But the Black Friday deal is 4,999 rand. The picture has people sleeping peacefully and not interested in the deal. And it says these are people who did pure mathematics. Us. And then it says there's a picture of people who are running towards the store that's offering this deal. And it says these are people that did maths lit. That's maths literacy. Bo Abel. I couldn't stop laughing at that. So basically, the suggestion is, if you did Mets Lit, you think a price moving from 5,000 Rand to 4,999 Rand is an incredible Black Friday deal. And us who did pure math are just chilling at home and not running towards that deal. 011-883-0702 for your calls on the 702 open line. The WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702. By the way, if you're following the World Cup, how amazing was that match between Brazil and Serbia? Eh? I mean, Brazil won 2-0 against Serbia last night. It was a fascinating match with Richarlison, of course, being the star of the show. Did you see that second goal? I mean, that's got to be the goal of the tournament, right? Of the World Cup. But Serbia put up a fight in that first half. Have you actually realized how the small teams are giving the big teams a run for their money? Yeah? Just 2 days ago, Japan beat Germany 2-0. The day before, we were talking about Saudi Arabia smashing Argentina. It's really interesting to watch. Let me know your reflections.
702.
Let's walk the talk.
So it's been a hectic week, right? It's been crazy. We're also dealing with the news from the Reserve Bank yesterday. So here's a little something for me to cheer you up as you start your Friday. Get your dancing shoes on. Let's get down. Ah, this is the number. So I was dancing for those who are watching me live on Instagram. Ah, I'm tired. Someone says, what is wrong with the tongue? That's how we dance. When black people dance, you make it. So something you do with your face. And of course, the tongue has got to be out there. Otherwise, that's not a dance. Not at all. 072-702-1702 for your voice notes.
Good morning, Clement. It's Raymond from Randburg here. Just want to comment about last night's games. Yo, that Portugal and Ghana game was fire. I don't know about that penalty that they awarded to Ronaldo, but the game itself was good.
Yeah.
The Brazil game as well, the second goal was fire. Jesus Christ. It's good to see, man. Good to see.
You know, my brother sent me a message saying, oh, you think you've done pure math? Sent me a picture of Richarlison in that second goal, right? And he says, can you determine the angle of inclination from Richarlison's eyes in relation to the knee? Yeah, I won't be able to determine that, brother.
Good morning, Clement. Franz Nkwana here. Yes, indeed, the World Cup is quite exciting, exhilarating, scintillating. Brazil, there is a new boy who is just born. Just as Messi and Ronaldo are fading away, there is Richarlison. What a goal. What a spectacular second goal by the man. Wow. The World Cup has started.
Yeah, it started now.
In Brazil. Thank you.
Listen, the quality of yesterday's match between Brazil and Serbia, for me, that's when I said, this is it. Now we are in the World Cup. It started.
Hi, Clement. That math joke is funny, although, of course, you know, math literacy is actually supposed to be the thing that helps people to understand day-to-day mathematical problems. And really, people who did math lit should get, you know, that dropping one rand is only one rand. Thanks, David.
Sorry. Well, that's what you hope. Because think about it, 5,000 rand is the normal price. 4,999 rand. You can easily be swayed and rushed to the stores. But yeah, I believe even some people who did Mets Lit, that's what they call it, Mets Lit, probably did get that.
Morning, Clement. I hope you're not tight dancing. Because, my one or two seats, Okay, please don't.
Hey Tara, Clement, how are you, Clement, on the listeners' day on 702, my favorite radio here in Mzanzi. You know what, Clement, talking about the game of yesterday, I'm very disappointed about the game between Portugal and Ghana. That penalty that Ronaldo caused, that penalty for Portugal, it was not a penalty. I'm very, very, very disappointed. Even though they win, but I'm very, very disappointed because that one was not a penalty. Thank you, Clement. This is Moses from Benin.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyatela
on 702.
25 minutes after 9 o'clock. I'm going to go to your calls and more of your WhatsApps just now. So I found Abel having something from KFC when I walked into studio, and I was like, did you have KFC chicken so early in the morning? Like a true petty man. And I thought I should ask you if you take heavy food in the morning. Like, how heavy is your breakfast? I know my dad eats pap every morning. Yeah, my dad eats pap. When we are having bread, he can't have bread. He has to have pap. Like, even when we're on a family holiday, and we must just ensure that there's pap in the morning for him. If you give him bread, he'll probably have the whole loaf and he won't be full. So you'll still have to cook pap. How many slices of bread do you take? I had 6 slices the other day, actually. I had just come back from a run. But also, since I started training for Soweto and after the Soweto marathon, my appetite has been on the roof. So, but I was told it's going to stabilize soon. I mean, I haven't had 6 slices since probably, I don't know, high school or varsity. So yeah, are you a type that eats pap in the morning? Or do you know people who actually eat heavy food in the morning? Like, even my mom can wake up and actually have pap in the morning. And what kind of lunch do you normally go for at work? When I was still at EWN, we used to buy gotas for lunch. And by 2 p.m., 3 p.m., we're sleepy. Even slap chips, there was a shop somewhere here in Sandton that used to sell the most amazing slab chips. Yeah. So how do you go for your breakfast? How heavy do you go for breakfast or even lunch? And how does that treat you? I want to get your thoughts on that. 011-883-0702. WhatsApp's on 072-702-1702.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
Good morning, Clement. The penalty, Ronaldo's penalty versus Ghana was a penalty. Ronaldo touched the ball and the Ghanaian player kicked Ronaldo under his foot. There was contact, so it's a penalty. There was no, the VAR looked at it. They didn't even ask the referee to go check the monitor because there was contact, and according to the letter of the law, that's a clear penalty. Let's be objective. Akihana, we support Africa, but let's be objective.
Yo, Clement, Leongo, that song, shame, shame, shame. Thank you, thank you. You just made my morning. It was dull, but now...
Did I just pause the voice note?
I'm dancing with you. Thank you, Margaret.
Clement, warra. Nakitso waka molacha. Wawe ya maavangre bobicha molacha kuwa limpopu. Kasi pedi ke molacha. Itso waka vyona. Henka cha vyona ke kwa kele right. Kiti ili mweche hai. Kampula isha uja hanchi hai.
Okay. What he's saying there is, he wakes up to yesterday's food, pap from yesterday. I actually used to enjoy his koko. Do you know his koko? What's his koko in English? Like that? Is it a crust? In his koko. Like, you know when you cook pap, there's that hard surface that forms at the bottom of the pot. Yeah, that carries the pap. I used to enjoy that. So, yeah, in the morning... But only when I'm really like babalazed would I enjoy food like that. Like where you take that skoko. Somebody please remind me what that is in English. Yeah, that part of the pap, and then you warm that up. Ooh, that's amazing. I can have that. But yesterday's pap in the morning or KFC chicken like Abel at 7 in the morning.
Honorable member, no, don't do that. It's still early. We still need to work, Honorable Member. No, you're out of order, Honorable Member.
Cabo! Cabo! Let me. Yay! Bona December around the corner. Hope you're from Dal Glen. Yo, this is my jam. Clemmy, happy Friday.
I wonder if this excitement and you dancing, you're on your way to your office. And how do you even concentrate at the office, eh? After that.
Crust.
Skoko ki rafage, Clement. Skoko ki rafage.
Rafage. Oh, okay. Rafage is what they call it. Yeah, so that's that part, you know, when you're cooking pap, that hard surface that forms. Yeah, rafage. Apparently, it is what it is. I didn't know that. Yeah, do you eat heavy stuff for lunch? Breakfast? Huh? Would it be weird for you to have, like, chicken in the morning? Let's get the latest in Eyewitness News headlines. When we come back, more of your calls on 011-883-0702. WhatsApp's 072-702-1702.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
25 minutes before 10 o'clock. What's the heaviest breakfast you've ever had, eh? Huh? And how did it make you feel? How did you feel, Abel, after that chicken and chips? And by the way, I just realized it wasn't just chicken. It had chips. 7 in the morning, Abel went to KFC to get chicken and chips. Ah.
Morning, Clement. It's Manford here. As for me, hey, I destroy my scuffing as early as possible. Yeah, either whatever scuffing, the heavy one, I destroy it in the morning. And By lunchtime, I'll see how I go about. But hey, early, I destroy. Either it's pub, whatever, but heavy scuffing, I kill it. Early in the morning, breakfast for scuffing.
Wow.
For the heavy one. Thank you.
Wow. Okay, we need to clarify something. A lot of you are sending me messages and saying it's not roughage, it's actually crust. That's what I thought. But there's a listener who sent us a voice and saying, no, it's actually a roughage. And a lot of you disagree with that. Yeah? English scholars, what is it? Because I thought it was a crust. T on Twitter says, Clement, roughage is colloquial. It's colloquial. It's not necessarily what they call it. Pindiwe in Pretoria, good morning.
Clement, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Clement, I take the heaviest breakfast, your shrimp and beans.
At what time?
Your mask. Early in the morning. I'm sitting here working now. I've done that, and then I'm
going
for the whole day. Yes, I am sorted for the whole day.
Don't you fall asleep?
Not at all. Not at all.
Okay, so if you're having semp and beans and pap now, what are you going to have for lunch or later in the evening?
Lunch, I don't have most. It's either coffee, and then later in the evening, I can even eat a carrot and beetroot.
So how about...
I eat breakfast like a king.
Wow. You're...
I adopted that since donkeys ago, and
is it?
I've never gone back.
Wow, and if I don't know if you have a family or people you live with, later you may want to have a carrot, but they want to eat. So what happens when they're having a normal meal?
They must for themselves.
Yeah, wow.
So papa is vegetables, and it has maintained my weight.
Yeah.
And I used to have severe constipation until I started eating like this.
Wow. You, Pindiwe. All right, thank you. Jeez, semp and beans. She says she's on her desk now and she just had the heaviest breakfast. I don't know how you do that.
Hi, Clement. Skokoki crust, not roughage. Roughage is insoluble fiber. Roughage is not skoko. Skoko is crust. Thank you.
I thought so.
Morning, Clement. You need not even be asking about what we eat in the morning. Mchana icon. Already Nakia Bosmani, Iloja, Skopo, Kimix Telemohod.
Ha!
Kapap, Echisang in that. Kigitiers, Kamobidor.
Huh? Skopo with Mohodu at this time. Yo, hi Clement. My partner eats pap in the morning before going to work. He will never be caught dead eating, whether it's cereal or bread. That tools and protein gland. Tools, who's cooking that pap? Because sometimes the partners will, I eat pap in the morning. But hey, do you wake up in the morning and make that pap? Yeah? Another person says, Clement, Abel is stabilizing there. He was probably out on the drinks yesterday. That's where you out? The day before you bought the KFC. That's probably the case. Another one says, good morning, guys. That was a clear penalty that was given to Ronaldo as comparison to the one to Ghana against Bafana Bafana. That's another person weighing in on that match. And then another one says, hi, Clement. I enjoy iskoko too. I call it toasted pap. Yeah, that's the most. Yeah, that's just really the most. Even when you cook custard, my mom used to, you know, cook custard for us and that was mostly on Christmas Day. And me and my brother used to fight over iskoko, the crust. Yeah, we used to fight over the pot. So when my mom is done cooking it, she puts it in a bowl. And then we used to fight over who's going to wash the pot, because whoever is going to wash the pot then has the advantage of having that crust. And enjoy. Oh, the crusty custard, guys. Nothing beats that.
Hi, Clement, it's Nicholas here. Last night's meal. Then you warm them up this morning. You fry some eggs. You put in there. And you put acha. I'm telling you, that is a go for a day. You'll be full for the whole day. Last night's meal. This thing of cereals and whatsoever, it's a no-no for me. Thank you.
Wow. Bye. Yo. Hi, Clement. My son is 6 years old. My brother is 15. And myself, we eat a minimum of 6 slices in the morning. Not something to be proud of. But hey. Yeah. I think when I was young, I used to, or even in varsity, I used to eat probably, I would even have 8 slices. But I think when you grow older, also I think because life is changing now, you know, you can afford some eggs nyana, eh? Some Viennas, you know, some edibles, you know, additions there on the side. So you're not having bread as it is or with just butter, you know. So sometimes then that you reduce the slices because then you can have 2. But yeah, for some people, even if they have all of that on the side, they can still go with like 8, 10 slices. Eh? How many slices do you take?
Good morning, Clement. Yo, none of those people surprises me, hey? Like people who eat papka, like not even before 9, hey? Like, why would you even eat papka? Or even, yeah, man. I don't know. I think just have coffee and get into the mood, then, you know. Not pap, ne? 8:30. Oh, man.
Lulu in Glen Marais. Hi.
Hi, Glen Marais. Hi, Clement.
Are you Glen Marais now, Lulu?
Hi, Clement.
Hi.
Listen, Clement, this thing of breakfast, I don't want to generalize and say most black people, but I mean, I remember growing up, breakfast was non-existent. Breakfast was leftover food from last night. And
yeah.
In Xhosa, we called it umbego. And it actually tasted so much better the next morning.
Really?
And that was standard. I mean, I don't remember being young and having, what, eggs and what. No, it was just leftover food. But now that I'm older, running my own household, no, breakfast is an important meal and it must be light. You know, it mustn't be heavy. But how I was raised and where I grew up, you know, it was food from the previous night.
Yeah. You know? Oh, we used to have bread with like jam, you know, jam and rama. Rama and jam. That's what we used to have, the bread with in the mornings. Otherwise, we used to have ipor. Ooh, do you remember Movite?
No, I hated that.
I hated
stuff,
that thing.
I can tell you, Maltabella was nice. Maltabella was very nice.
Oh,
so if it wasn't porridge or, you know, Maltabella, it would be, if there was leftover food, it
you
was
go for that.
It was a treat because, you know, it tasted so much better the next morning.
Wow. All right, Lulu, who has changed things around now that she is running her own household.
Wow. Morning, Clement. Wow.
Okay,
let me Abel must just tell us, where were he last night? he was probably drinking heavy, so the only way to get to function well there at the office will be to obviously some KFC meat and all that. Yeah,
Abel
must just come out and tell us, where were he last night?
Yeah,
Victor here in Central.
Does his eyes look red? Yeah, where are those red eyes coming from, Abel?
Hi, Clement. Up after 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock, you can eat each and everything, but not before. Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah, tell that to my dad, my friend. Right, it's 15 minutes before 10 o'clock. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll continue with your calls and WhatsApp voice notes. But remember, it's time for us to do Gratitude Fridays. This is what we do every single Friday. 15 minutes before we wrap up the 702 open line, we take some time to be grateful. What are you grateful for this week? What happened that you want to share with us? Did you get that job? Did you ace that interview? Did you give birth to your first child? Was it your son's birthday? Are you grateful for your wife, your husband, your kids? What are you grateful for this week? 15 before 10.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Mwanyatela
on 702.
12 minutes before 10 o'clock. You guys have got to be kidding. Some of you are sending pictures of what you are having right now. Someone has a picture of a chicken, a quarter chicken leg. Says, Clement, this is my breakfast right now, and I'm going to eat again at 6 when I'm home. Look at how big that chicken piece is. And then another one says, Clement, this is my breakfast now. That's pap. Yo, wait. Is this cheese on top of this pap? What is this? Yeah, I think it's cheese. What is it? It can't be oil. Is it oil? No. Okay, I don't know. There's a picture. It's stew, right? It's like beef stew with pap. And the person says, actually, that's exactly what they're having right now. Wow. Wow. Incredible. Sbonelo in Winchester Hills. Good morning.
Hi, Kevin. How's it?
I'm okay, man. How are you?
I'm great. Talking breakfast. What breakfast? You have to put in the timelines, because when I feel a child, I mean, anything and everything that was left the previous night, whether it was sample or mkhodu or uputu, and even uputu namas was part of my breakfast. I mean, and there was nothing wrong with it. We didn't say anything wrong with it. Only on the Saturdays, only then we have your normal breakfast inyana, bread with uchamu. Mm. Only on the Saturdays and Sundays. But your Monday to Friday, anything that was left the previous night, that's what we're having in the morning, without any, without thinking otherwise. Only now things have changed. Okay, now I'm thinking about Yen Winchester. Okay, two slices and something in Yan. That's what I can't take anything more than two slices in the morning. Now that I'm running my house,
yeah.
My own household.
But before, you would have half that loaf, eh? If you had the...
Yes, I went to the boarding school when I was from standard 6 when I was standard 10.
Yeah.
They were giving us 8 slices in the morning, and we're finishing those 8 slices with ease. And how's that? They were 7 or 8, 7 o'clock. 10 o'clock, another 4 slices.
Yeah, but listen, that's why we are the strong men that we are today, Sbonelo. Thanks for your call, man, in Winchester Hills.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyatela
on 702.
What are you grateful for this morning?
Clement, I'm grateful for listening to you every morning. Absolutely. The best of the week.
Well, I'm grateful to you for listening to us every single morning. Thank you for listening.
Good morning, Clement, and good morning to the 702 listeners. My name is Lerato from Soweto. My baby girl is a month old today, so I'm grateful for the blessing. You know, this is my firstborn child, and a month is a milestone.
Mm.
So cheers to the focus girl, Wana Payday.
Wana Payday was born on Payday. That's nice. Oh, yeah. Her birthdays are going to be amazing. Thank you. And I'm so happy. You know, it's nice to be a new parent. I can't wait to say that, Abel, to say, yeah, I'm grateful for the gift. Actually, I asked Ramichwen yesterday. We did a social media thing after the interview, and I asked her, what are you most grateful for? It says, being a mom. And I can't wait to say, I'm grateful for the opportunity God has given me to be a father. Yeah, I can't wait for that moment. Hi, Clement. Today I'm so grateful and I'm full of life. I'm grateful for my wife. Finally got a job of her dreams. She's starting on the 1st of December after she resigned from a stressful job where she was starting to have mental health problems due to the pressure that she was getting from the boss last December 2021. After 11 months, she's the most happiest woman on earth right now. And I'm so, so happy for her. That's incredible. Please tell your wife that we're so happy. We're so happy for her. Hi, Clement. My gratitude today, I am grateful because I got accepted for my doctorate in business management commencing in February 2023. Just receiving the email had me in tears. I waited 8 years to pursue this journey as I did not want to miss raising our son until he was settled in prep school. Wow. Anonymous, congratulations. Yeah. February 2023, and good luck with your doctorate. I'm going back to school as well next year, so I don't know how I'm going to do it. Yeah, but if Rami Chwene was here, yeah, she would quote a scripture, eh? With God's help. Oh, it's not by might or by power, eh? But by the Spirit. Yeah, I'm hoping I'll be able to manage it. Hi, Clement. I'm grateful to be moving into a bigger apartment, even though life is tough at the moment. God is good all the time. Mrs. Borge. Mrs. Borge, well done. Congratulations. Hi, Clement. I'm also grateful this week because my grandson, who lives in Florida, came to spend the night with us in Lanesia. We haven't seen him since his brother's death 2 months ago, Delano, who died of colon cancer stage 3. He was only 22 years old. We are so grateful and thankful to God for bringing him to spend the weekend with us. Ah, that's just incredible. I'm so sorry to hear about his brother who lost his life to cancer.
Good morning, 702 and the listeners. Good morning, Clement. I'm grateful to God for always looking out for me. This week has not been easy. My husband has been sick. I went to bury my cousin, came back on Sunday, and I've been driving on a reserve tank for the whole week, and today a good Samaritan just gave me 350 rand.
Wow.
And I said, God, you knew that I was drying out, and this can only be you. Wow. I'm so grateful for his mercies and love.
Oh.
Buhle here.
Oh, Buhle, that's incredible.
Oh, Clement, I'm grateful, man. I'm grateful today. Well, first of all, it's my birthday and my father's birthday. So 2 years ago, I lost a son after 10 days of birth. And then God blessed me with another son this year. He's now 2 months old. So I have a lot to be grateful for. Yes.
Ah, so happy. And happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you. Hi, Clement. I'm grateful that my son, who is a qualified mechanical engineer with honors, finally is getting interviews for his sanity. With hope, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. It's been a while. But yeah, God is good all the time. That's what one person says there. Clement, I'm also grateful for my partner who just shows me the love all the time. And this morning, waking up next to him made a lot of difference. That's what somebody else says there on Twitter. 4 minutes before 10 o'clock.
The journey started in 1996. I was a 20-year-old young man at the time when I entered the education and training industry. We want to create young people who are innovative thinkers, barrier breakers, and world changers. With the assistance and the help of Old Mutual, we were able to open our first private school at Umlazi. Whatever dream that you've got, believe that you are able to achieve what you've set out to achieve.
By investing in innovative education like Canaan College, Old Mutual is helping to build a brighter future for our youth, creating mutual futures. Old Mutual. Let's do great things every day. Old Mutual Limited is a licensed controlling company.
You can go anywhere with a Henley MBA. A top global business school on three continents with 75 years of building leaders who get recognized. The only quadruple accredited business school in Africa. The only international MBA qualification in Southern Africa. The Henley MBA. As solid as a rock and a launchpad for your life. Apply now.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyatela
on 702.
Hi, Clement. It's Pat. I'm glad to have had a second chance after I went to the hospital for a colonoscopy, and during the process, my colon ruptured. It was hectic. I'm so glad I survived to see this day. Thanks, God.
Oh, I'm so happy that you survived that.
Hi, Clement. I'm so grateful that today I managed to pay my children's school fees. And I also sent the baby mama's money for my kids' Christmas clothes. So, yeah, I might be broke now after payday, But yeah, I'm just happy that, you know, I was able to provide for my kids. I guess this is what happens when you have children at a very young age.
Yeah, but also you're a responsible dad, so good on you, my friend.